Blog Talk Radio.
Everything I do is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is a story. Jump at me like a picture. So perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most high, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that's a fact. You are the redeemer, and they know you coming back. Check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most high, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that's a fact. You are the redeemer, and they know you coming back.
Shalom, Israel. Yeah, I apologize, family. I'm going to have to start all over because I had my phone on mute. Sorry about that. Good evening there, Israel family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? Can you hear me now? 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 I'm part of Verizon, so I need to get Sprint. All right. I guess everything is okay. So let me start all over again. Good evening, Israel family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yahweh Allah, Beth Yahweh Congregation. I want to start off, like always, get all your study tools that's needed for a good study. Your notepads, your iPads, your pens and pencils, record and study dictionaries. All those things that are needed for a good study. We'll start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your wonders that you present before us on a day-to-day basis. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to see yet another day to give you praise and to give you honor through thy Son, Yahushua. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to have your breath of life. We thank thee, Father, for the strength that you put in us on a day-to-day basis, giving us the power to get up and to go to our jobs that we have so that we can provide for our families, so that we can have an opportunity to share the light of Yahushua with those in whom we come in contact with. Father, we thank thee for all you do for us. For sometimes we show that we're not grateful, and sometimes we show that we don't love you, but you're always faithful to us, and you show your loving kindness to us on a day-to-day basis. Your Son, Yahushua, stands up for us in the evening time, defending us against the adversary and pleading our case so that we can live yet another day. Father, we thank thee for protecting us throughout the course of the week. And we thank thee for giving us an opportunity to share the light of thy Son, Yahushua, with those in whom we've come in contact with. We thank thee, Father, for friends and family. We thank you, Father, for the elders that you have given us. And we ask of thee, O Father, to continue to strengthen our elders, continue to help them to get over their situations. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to open the eyes of the world and allow them to see the light that you have given us, giving them a choice to want to serve you. Father, we thank thee once again for another opportunity to dwell with you. We thank you in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior and Redeemer, and soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctified the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom, Israel. This is yet another session of Can It Be That Simple? I believe the last sessions that I had was during the beginning of the COVID virus. I believe it was. But throughout these 6 weeks, I've had an opportunity to witness some things, hear some things, and one of the things that this lesson Most High put on my heart, Father put on my heart, is why do Israel panic? So we're going to look up a couple words, but before that, one of the things that the Father just brought to my mind is to go over some of the titles of the previous lessons through the last, last 6 weeks that I was there. One title was distractions. How many of us have them? As we know, we all run across different distractions within ourselves, distractions that's outside, and we know that sometimes these distractions are prompted by the adversary, wanting us to step to the left or step to the right and not stand on that straight and narrow, that righteous path. Another session was Rejoice in Yahushua. And we was talking about how it's through Yahushua that we can accomplish anything that we set our hearts to do. But we have to understand what power Yahushua gives us and why to even rejoice in him. Another session was, is it all right to sing during a storm? Is it all right in the midst of your troubling time to give Yahweh praise and to give him his honor? Why? Because we learn in his scriptures, he created both the good and the evil, the good times and the bad times. But those good times and those bad times are there for our test to see if we truly, truly love him and his ways. Then we had a session that said, who do you see in the mirror? If we see ourselves in the mirror, then we have to do some more changing. We have to do some more grinding, put in more work. Because as we look in the mirror, we're supposed to be seeing the image of Yahushua. That's who we're supposed to see. We're supposed to be getting rid of the selfishness that dwells within us and become more selfless so that we can be a good servant for the Most High. And I think another session that we had was the Cold War. And I think that one is sticking out to me the most right now. It's because when this particular session came about, you know, lately, you know, we're currently reading Mark in our assembly. And one of the things that I noticed in Mark is that the Messiah, or Yahushua, is doing a lot of healing. And he's putting in work right now. And the disciples are with him. They're with him, and they're seeing the things that he's doing. And every so often, Yahushua asked them, do you understand? Do you understand? And then many times, they don't really understand. Several times he said, ye of little faith. The ones that were walking with him had little to no faith. Yet they seeing the wonders that he is doing on a day-to-day basis. And when different people, and he going and he healing different people, dealing with people of Israel who had that faith, and they touch him, and he feels a part of him leaving them because they're so great. He comes across people of different nations who had that faith in him. And he say, wow, there's no faith like that in Israel. And one of the things that came to my mind, and why do we panic, Israel? We panic because we have turned our back on our mighty one. And throughout the scriptures, we have seen how Israel turned their back on their mighty one, and they go through different situations, and they panic. And I'm going to read the definition for the term panic. A sudden, overwhelming fear, with or without cause, that produces hysterical or irrational behavior, and that often spreads quickly throughout a group of people. An instant outbreak or period of such fear, of a natural cause by or indicating panic. Fear, terror, sudden destroying the self-control, impelling to some frantic action. This is what Israel does sometimes. This is what Israel does. Why? Because they are fearful. But one of the things that we learn in the scriptures in regards to those who stand with Yahweh, those who stand with Yahushua, those who believe in Yah, there's no reason to fear anyone outside of Yah. They are fearing things that are outside of Yah, outside of His word, outside of Yahushua. Why? Why are they doing these things? Because they have no faith in their mighty one. Because they have turned their faith to inanimate objects, to things that have no power at all. And that's where we are right now. Israel. Many times when we talk about Israel, we forget that Israel is made up of many nations. When they came out of Egypt, it was a mixed multitude of people. We live in a time where people tend to always say that Israel is a man of color. Yeah, he is a man of color. However, Israel is those who keep the Torah and those who have the testimony of Yahushua, who understand that he laid his life down and through his spilled blood that we can make it into the kingdom and that we have the testimony that he has done these things. That is what Israel is. Israel is not a color of a man. Israel is a spirit that dwells within the man. So we get out here and we talk about Israel, Israel, Israel. Israel is of a mixed multitude. No, I'm not knocking the man of color. But sometimes the man of color is the one that's causing the most problems amongst Israel. One of the things that we realized or learned while us reading Mark is that Yahushua was doing these great things amongst Israel. And it was Israel or other members amongst Israel that were bucking up against him, questioning why he was doing the things that he was doing. When they were supposed to be studying the Torah, studying the word and understanding that word. But because they had gotten so caught up in the pagan worships of the world that they had forgotten or didn't learn the things of the Torah. So they were teaching people according to the dictates of their minds. Where are we at now? Are we doing the same thing, Israel? And because of that, we are panicking because of the things that the Father has already told us in His Word that were going to happen. Why are we panicking when we already know that these things are going to be? Why are we constantly talking about faith, 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 faith? These are things that they've always talked about amongst Israel. Faith, faith in their mighty one. Faith in their mighty one. Even though the mighty one showed them great things, they still end up turning away from him. Even though Yahushua did great things, the Pharisees and the Sadducees still talked about him, tried to make it seem like he was doing something wrong, when he was only trying to help them gain a better understanding of what they were supposed to be learning. Another word that came to my Most High brought to my mind was propaganda. Are we getting caught up in the propaganda of today, which is causing us to panic, which is causing us to be distracted, and causing us not to rejoice in Yahushua? And causing us to look into the mirror and see our wickedness? versus seeing the joy that the Father brings us when he allows us to wake up? Propaganda, information, ideas, or rumors deliberately spread it wildly to help or harm a person, group, or movement, institution. The deliberate spreading of such information, rumors, the particular doctrines or principle propagated by an organization or a movement. We know, as the scriptures say, we know what the adversary is doing. The scriptures has already told us. We are not ignorant of his devices. This is nothing new. So why are we looking at it as if this is something new? We know what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to get down on our knees, give praise all the time, praying without ceasing, and preparing ourselves for that persecution that's going to come our way. What are we doing? We're looking at this pandemic, and we're utilizing it as a way of not to interact with each other. Some of us are not at work and can't even find the time to go see somebody. What are you, sick? Scriptures say it's a good thing to go visit the sick. But we ain't even sick, and we can't even go visit nobody. What is wrong with us? The scriptures say, do not forsake the fellowship. What are we doing? What are we doing? The governors say, hey, 10 people can gather. 10 people can gather. But yet 2 people can't show up in nobody's house. Who's calling and saying, hey, come over, hang out with me? Who's saying that? But yet we want to call ourselves Israel. We want to say that we worship Yah. We want to say that we got the light of the sun within us. But yet nobody can ever come and knock on a door and share some light with their brother or sister up in a house and text message. Yeah, that is wonderful. But we can still socialize. We can come together. What is the problem? The buses are running. Yo, the buses was running and you didn't even have to pay. You just had to put a mask on your face. But some of us have cars. Israel, listening audience, those who claim that they believe, what are you afraid of? The Father said he will protect his little ones. What are you afraid of? The propaganda that's being put out there? We read in the scriptures, he brought the plagues. But there was light in Goshen. Like I said in the last session, no, he ain't telling us to go out there, lick no door handles, and put ourselves in harm's way. Put your mask on, go visit your fam. If you sick, then stay away. But if you ain't sick, what's wrong with going to visit somebody? He got us in a portion of the season where it stays light a long time. If you look out the door, out the window right now, you will see it's still light outside. And it's almost 9 o'clock. For those who go to bed 9:30, boom, you can have somebody come visit you. And still get in the bed at a decent hour. Israel, why are you panicking? We're going to read a few scriptures. We're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 10. And it reads, "They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah, Yehuda, have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers." Jeremiah 9:1. "Oh, that my head were water, and my eyes a springs of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people." Y'all, do y'all realize that the Father sees what we're doing? And it saddens him to know that we are not putting forth any effort to see one another. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 46 to 48. "All our enemies have opened their mouths wide against us. Fear and the pit are come on us, devastation and destruction. My eyes run down with streams of water for the destruction of the daughters of my people." Lamentations 1, verse 16. "For these things I weep, my eye run down with water, because the comforter who should refresh my soul is far, my children are desolate, because the enemy had prevailed." We're supposed to be seeking comfort in Yahushua to help us get through this pandemic, to help us get through these situations. But what are we doing? Lamentations chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 11 and verse 18. "My eyes do fail with tears. My heart is troubled. My liver is poured on the earth because of the destruction of the daughters of my people. Because the young children and the infants swoon in the streets of the city. Their hearts cry to the mighty one, wall of the daughters of Zion. Let tears run down like a river day and night. Give yourself no respite. I cease." Excuse me, family, but this is definitely a moment right now, because just as the Father sat and just reading those scriptures and just thinking about what's going on amongst us, it saddens me. It saddens me. I'm hurt right now. I'm hurt. Because we call ourselves Israel. We say we in the truth. It's more than being in the truth than being able to quote scriptures and be able to sound good to somebody else. It's about that practicality. That shows your true faith. Doing it. Doing it. Doing it. And understanding that sometimes it's hard, but at the end, we read in the scriptures what the end is. That well done, my good and faithful servant. What comes to my mind is recently the brothers was talking about the Nick Cannon thing. He jumped out there first thing, you know, when I listened to it, I was like, yeah, he on point. And then the next day, they was talking about he apologized. First thing came to my mind, the brother didn't count the cost. And that's what Yahushua tells us to do. He tells us to count the cost. Yo, you want to follow me? This is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get. First thing they did, they talk about taking his money. First, you know, when I heard the apology, that parable that decides, you know, not the parable, but when the rich man came to him and asked him, how can I make it into the kingdom? And he told the rich man, yo, sell all your stuff. Come follow me. This rich man was sad, rolled out. That's what came to my mind when Nick Cannon, they talk about taking all his money from him, taking the stuff from him. First thing he did, gave her a rebuttal. So I ain't understand what I was saying. Maybe I need to study a little more. Nah, you was right on point what you were saying, but you ain't counting costs. And see, and that's what we supposed to have done. That's what we supposed to do. Understanding. We got to count them cars. We understand that this is a rough road. This is a rough road. But yet it's an easy road. Because when we have no fear and understand that we're doing this, not for my sake, but for Yahushua's sake. See, because he did the same thing for us. When he was in that Garden of Gethsemane. He got down, he prayed to his father. And he said, not thy will be done, but your will be done. Like then he was like, this is hard. I don't think I'm ready for this. You know, some of us been walking this way for a minute. It's harder and harder, but yet easier and easier. See, because we always coming across new situations. And we have to learn from our old situations to see how we're going to handle it and build our faith. Because that's what it's all about. That faith in Yahushua. That faith in that word. That faith in the examples that we've seen. Our forefathers who stood firm in that word. Our forefathers who didn't know what they were standing up for, but yet they did it anyway. And they learned about it later. It was obedient and learned later. And see, we're in a better situation than them because we can learn from their mistakes. It's written in the scriptures. Everything was written before time was written for our learning. See, because the books are still being written as we learned. See, our trials and tribulations are for somebody else. Now, we're going to go to the scriptures again. 2 Chronicles. But we're going to go to the second clause. We're going to go to the second clause. And the second clause reads, believe in Yahweh, your mighty one, you shall be established. Believe his prophets, you shall prosper. And when you're going to prosper in, you're going to prosper in his word. You're going to prosper in his Holy Spirit. Why? Because that's what the prophet is going to share with you. That one spirit. That word. Yahushua. That's who he's going to share with us. The ins and the outs of Yahushua. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11. It reads, Asa cried to Yahweh, his mighty one, and said, Yahweh, there is none beside you to help. Between the mighty and him who has no strength, help us, Yahweh, our mighty one, for we rely on you, and in your name are we come against this multitude. Yahweh, you are our mighty one. Do not let man prevail against you. Prevail against you. See, we don't want man to prevail. Humanity. To prevail. We want Yahweh to prevail. And we can prevail with him. As we learned many times throughout the scriptures, that Yahweh fights for us. Yahweh protects us. And the only thing he wants us to be is obedient. Listen to him. Do as he asks. Second Chronicles, chapter 17, verse 10. And it reads, the fear of Yahweh fell on all kingdoms of the land that were around Yehuda, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. See, when we do what we're supposed to do and give Yah his praise and give him an honor, he will make sure that there is peace around us. Despite what's going on everywhere else, he will have peace around us. But we have to have faith that he will do these things, that he will honor what he said. And see, because he has created humanity, he has control over everything in the world. And he can cause things not to harm. He can prepare us not to be harmed by things that are out there in the world. So there's no reason for us to panic. There's no reason for us to fear. If he is the apple of our eye, like we are the apple of his eye. Second Chronicles, the 20, verse 29. Just another scripture that's talking about the world. The fear of Yahweh was on all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard that Yahweh fought against the enemies of Israel. See, we're in a time right now that they don't even know who Yahweh is. They don't even know who Yahushua is. They don't even know who Yah is. You know why? Because those who believe in Yah are lacking faith. They're lacking faith. Lacking faith. You know, just an interesting, yeah. I was, this is a sidebar, just dealing with the lack of faith. I had this is like at the beginning of the COVID thing. You know, I was lacking some faith. I was trying to, as you know, go on the strength of my arm to get some things taken care of. And the end result was, for those who know me, I got the palsy, and they laid me up and caused me to realize that my arm is short, but my faith is great. And because my faith is great, I can overcome a lot of things with that faith. and Yahushua. And I'm just sharing that with you all who are in my listening voice. And when we share that faith and we uplift Yah, we uplift Yahushua, we are protected. We are strengthened. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 3. Sorry about that, fam. I'm going to read verses 2 and verses 11. And it reads, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I indeed baptize you in water for repentance, but he who comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." And this is John the Baptist talking, you know, because he was, giving people, he was doing the baptism of repentance with water. But then he was talking about that the one that's coming after him, he's going to be baptizing in that Holy Spirit. See, because the repentance that we would say that John was doing, John the Baptist, he was doing a physical baptism. But we know Yahushua, the baptism that he is doing is spiritual, which takes us back to that new covenant. How he said, "I will cause you, I will write my laws on your inward parts and cause you to keep my laws, statutes, and judgments." See, because when Yahushua sends us his Holy Spirit, that's what it connects with. And give us understanding of those laws, statutes, and judgments. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And it reads, "From that time, Yahushua began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" See, that's still going on right now. Repent. See, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we have to repent from the things that we do that are wrong, that are going contrary to what the Torah teaches. From here, we're going to go to Mark chapter 1, verse 15. And it reads, "And saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yah is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news.'" So, I looked up the term good news, and that is 2098 in your Greek lexicon, and it means good news. And the word is euangelion. That's in the Greek. But the definition is good news, a good message. Usage, the good news of the coming of the Messiah, the gospel, the after generation that expresses sometimes the giver, which is the mighty one, sometimes the subject, which is the Messiah, sometimes a human transmitter, an apostle. It includes, the gospel includes the entire Bible. And is not limited to how a person becomes a believer. And then this particular word comes from 2097, which is euangelizo. And it means to announce good news, to bring good news, preach good tidings, with or without any object, expressing either the person who receives the good news or the good news itself. The good news being something expressed as a person. So, what is he talking about? The good news that he was talking about was the knowledge and information about his father and how we can meet his father. That's the good news. And how do we gain that good news? We learn it through the Torah. We learn it through the Torah. And understanding the interaction that the Father has done through the Son and dealing with humanity. But we know and understand that it's through Israel that humanity will have an opportunity to meet the Father. But Israel has to get itself right and not keep getting caught up in the propaganda of the adversary. Stop getting caught up in worshiping those deities that can't do anything for them. From here, we're going to go to Psalms chapter 48. I'm going to read verses 1 to 14, well, which is the whole psalm. And it reads, "Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our mighty one, in his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the north side, the city of the great king. Yahweh has shown himself in her citadels as a refuge. For behold, the kings assembly themselves. They pass by together. They saw it. Then they were amazed. They were dismayed. They hurried away. Trembling took hold of them. Came as a woman in travail. With the east wind, you break the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of Yahweh of armies, in the city of Almighty One. Yahweh will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought about your loving kindness, Yahweh, in the midst of your temple. As your name, Yahweh, so is your praise to the end of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad, let the daughters of Yehuda rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go around her. Number its towers. Mark well her bulwark. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the next generation. For this, Yahweh is our mighty one forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death." From here, we're going to go to Psalms 119, verses 129 to 136. And it reads, "Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth wide in pain, for I long for your commandments. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Establish my footsteps in your word. Do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man. obsession of man. Oppression, my fault. Let me start over again. 130, verse 134. Redeem me from the oppression of man, so I will observe your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant. Teach me your statutes. Streams of tears run down my eyes because they do not observe your laws. So, family, we have to rejoice in our Father's words. We have to rejoice in our brother's example. We must stay straight and not go to the left or the right, striving for righteousness, understanding that the road can be hard. Can be hard, but it becomes hard only on our decision making. Because the Father is protecting us always. And we see in the examples of the scriptures that things are done for the Father's purpose. And it's about us having a willing heart to do those things. And when we do these things, it is for His glory. We have to realize that we are a servant of His. And it's for His glory and His glory alone that we do the things that we do. For we do these things because we want glory for ourselves. Falling into the pit of humanity. We've fallen into that pit with Hasatan. So, family, understanding that sometimes a father is saddened by our behavior, he gives us words of encouragement to get it right. So that we can, in the end, praise His name and thank Him for giving us another opportunity to uplift His name and uplift His Son's name and to be chosen once again as a servant of His. May we be grateful for the loving kindness that He gives us. May we be grateful for the life that He allows us to have. For He will strengthen us and He will fight for us. So, family, in these words that He spoke through me, and they resonate in your mind and cause you to do something slightly different. And as you go over these scriptures, He may bring something else out to you, something slightly different that will help edify you and someone else. For we are His children. For we are little messiahs. So allow the light of Yahushua to shine forth through you as you enter into this world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank Thee, Father, Yah, for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day, another day in which You say that You will meet with us. We ask of thee, O Yah, to open our minds to perceive, open our mouths to speak the truth of your word, incline our ears to hear the wonders of your word. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to strengthen us to do your will and your will alone. We ask of thee, O Father, to strengthen us to be like thy Son, Yahushua. We ask of thee, O Father, to help us continue to clean our mind of the unrighteousness and the iniquities. And we ask of thee to continue to help us to want to pull in and receive the wonders of your word, to accept your Ruach HaKodesh. We ask of thee, O Father, to help us not to harden our heart, our way that's slightly different than what we are accustomed to. Father, we ask thee to continue to strengthen us and to hold true to the things of you. We ask of thee to continue to help us to put on the whole armor, which is thy Son, Yahushua. We ask of thee to continue to feed us of thy Spirit, which is thy Son, Yahushua. We ask of thee to continue to help us. Help us to help ourselves through thy word, through thy truth. We ask for thee to continue to help the sick, those who are suffering, both mentally, physically, emotionally. Help them to overcome. Help them to give you praise and give you honor. Father, we thank thee for taking the time to hear our prayer at this time. And we thank thee for choosing us. We give honor and praise to you through thy Son, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel. May you all have a peaceful and restful slumber. Yahweh.